This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Monday is the deadline to file individual tax returns to the IRS. Tax season is also a time when phone scammers try to trick people out of their money. Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm has more.
We have just received a notification regarding your tax filings.
According to a voicemail I received recently, federal officers were coming to arrest me. The voice said, due to my tax filings, there were four serious allegations against me.
We would request you to get back to us so that we can discuss about this case before taking any legal action against you.
I did not return the call, but if I had, someone on the other end was likely going to ask for sensitive information like my Social Security or checking account numbers. Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio says not calling back was a good idea.
Law enforcement does not call you and tell you, we have a warrant for your arrest. So they're scams, don't buy into them.
If you're unsure, Valerio says, contact the police.
Don't fall for these things. Contact your local law enforcement if you have any doubt, if you received a phone call, if you get emails.
Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.
Tomorrow, the Northern Ute Tribe hosts a competitive powwow at Aspen High School. The event features professional dancers and drummers in traditional regalia from the Ute, Lakota, Hopi, Cheyenne, and Apache Nations. Deanne Vitrak-Kessler from the Aspen Ute Foundation says powwows give different tribes the chance to connect.
It's a good opportunity to really bring the communities together. By doing so, we realize that we are the same.
Vitrak-Kessler says the event will be interactive. Participants can learn traditional dances and drum with powwow performers. Champion Hopi dancer Norman Roach will make his Aspen debut. He's recognized as one of the top powwow dancers in the U.S. A grand entrance kicks off at 5 with a procession of tribal representatives. Dancing and drumming contests will be followed by a unity dance that brings performers from all tribes together. Local ceramicist Molly Peacock explores how changing landscapes mirror the transformations of aging in a show opening in Basalt. Kristen Kay reports.
Early spring is the perfect time for Peacock's show Morphus. Her lightly colored, cloud-like ceramic forms look like melting snowbanks. Peacock says she sees a metaphor in watching the snow change form this time of year.
I'm getting older, and it's almost a little funny, but that feeling of my own body changing, and it's not a huge leap for me to address both landscape and aging and the body in the same piece.
Peacock's background is in biology. She says some aspects of her new career as an artist feel familiar.
You know, I weigh out all my chemicals and mix my own glazes, and it reminds me of my science days.
Morphus opens tonight at the Art Base. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.